Alexander Bertelsson of Stockholm is willing to take a stand against subway fares. He's part of a growing movement of fare dodgers in Scandinavia, as reported in today's Wall Street Journal. The movement is called Planka Nu, that means free ride now. The movement's goal is to eliminate subway fares. The so-called plonkers say that would encourage people to ditch their cars, and the reduction in traffic would also reduce pollution. Mr. Bertelsson is a plonker and proud of it. Now, Mr. Bertelsson, you and other plonkers jump the turnstiles. Explain to us how you rationalize that.
It's because the public transport company here in Stockholm, they just continue to raise the prices compared to, for example, the gasoline tax or something like that, even though it doesn't get better at all. So what we want to do is we want to lower the prices and fill the financing gap with progressive income tax instead. Everybody has to be able to ride the public transport.
Right, and I'm sure there are lots of people like you who feel that way, but explain your activism. How do you do this?
People have been free riding as long as there have been fares in the Stockholm subway, so it's not something new. The thing we did when we started the organization back in 2001 was to, first of all, we made an insurance fund, like a solidarity fund, so everybody can become a member in our solidarity fund, and for 100 Swedish crowns per month, instead of 700 Swedish crowns for the subway pass, if they get caught by a ticket inspector, we pay their fine. And the second part is that by joining together, we can actually become a political force and make political demands for free public transport.
Right. So if you do the math, it turns out more like $15 a month for the insurance instead of $110 a month for the subway tickets. How much is a fine, though, if you get caught jumping?
It's 1,200 Swedish crowns.
Right. So almost $200.
Yeah.
So presumably there is a strong spirit of solidarity among plonkers who pay into this fund. Are you in favor of paying more taxes in order to allow the subway to be free? I mean, how does this idea square with a lot of Swedish people who are not part of the Planka group?
Well, in general, I could say that people in Sweden have a very positive attitude towards paying high taxes as long as they go to keeping up a good and a high quality and free welfare system. So it's not like the idea at all is strange to common citizen.
But some Swedes who don't use a subway at all will end up forking over their money in taxes for a service they don't use. You could be alienating a lot of people.
You could see that in one way, but also, I mean, we have free roads, we have free highways. A lot of the things that car users use are for free. And also, even though they won't be using the subway directly, they are actually benefiting from other car users going into the public transport system and thus reducing congestion.
How is the subway company responding to this? And what do authorities have to say about your scheme? I mean, turnstile jumping is illegal there, isn't it?
No, it's not really illegal. I mean, they've been trying to shut us down, but since the fine that you get if you get caught by a ticket inspector is actually more like a surcharge, it's like just a super expensive ticket, it's not really illegal. I mean, if it would have been illegal, they would have shut us down. We've been going for 10 years.
Alexander, how close are you and the plonkers to changing policy in Sweden on mass transit fares?
I mean, it's a very tough question to ask, but I can definitely say that we have changed the whole debate during this last 10 years. Now it's actually something that a lot of people have to at least take a stance on. So we're definitely moving the debate in the right direction.
Alexander Bertelsson, a free subway ride activist in Stockholm. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.